Mohawk Nation News, Spy versus Why, Audio, February 6, 2021. Spying is one of the biggest industries in the world. The United States is the Republic of War. Spies help plan and set up wars. The economic hitmen are the spies who go into a country and bribe the headman to do business their way or else. Then the spy goes in to set up the payoff or the war. The intelligence agencies in each country recruit, train, and run the spies. MI5 in London, controlled by the bankers, runs all the spying conducted by Western intelligence. The Five Eyes controls the CIA et al., agencies of the Western Empire. The United Nations is a private corporation owned by the Rockefellers. All countries are corporations that are signed on to the UN Corporation. The Vatican is the crown, the world's first corporation set up in 902 AD, the same year as Roman Catholicism was introduced. All the corporations are under the Admiralty system. They all have corporate numbers from the Vatican, ISO, International Standards Organization, numbers for corporations and companies come from the Vatican. Without this number, no one or no company can get a bank account to conduct business. Everybody who works for money works for the bankers. Every spy works for money, ideology, blackmail, or ego. All are expendable. North Americans are vulnerable because of their lust for money. U.S. and Canada are corporations and not naturally part of the Western Hemisphere. The current COVID restrictions keep everybody from trusting each other. Victimhood is an essential ingredient. Spies work together to keep the war going and keep people unsettled. The bankers keep everybody under surveillance. During peacetime, spying is unnecessary. We Ogwenwe figured out how to live in peace. We do have security to defend ourselves. If there is international peace, the most powerful agencies of the world would all go out of business. There would be no fear of the bankers, military, bombs, and so on. Spies develop the business plan for the war plan. They know each other and work the same play from different sides of the stage. Their bosses in the war room take all their information and create the war. Without spies, there would be no creation of war. Russian Alexei Navalny works for MI5. He went to Yale for 6 years, the home of the Bavarian Illuminati in America. Spies protect the country for the bankers. On Turtle Island, immigrants come from all over the world to help themselves to our resources and protect the indigenous property and resources they're helping to steal. They all do the dirty work. Americans make bombs and weapons and others set them off. The bankers finance it all. Spies carry out clandestine maneuvers like hiding messages in human DNA or murdering the messenger or setting up killings of innocent men, women, babies, and children. Their handlers tell them how far to go to keep a lid on the ongoing war. As an open society, we conduct diplomacy openly. We learn each other's languages, speak to each other, and transmit messages well understood by all parties. Middle Eastern fighters disappear into the fabric of their society and disperse. It took 10 years for the U.S. to find Osama bin Laden using informants and surveillance. This could have been done in a short time, but a small operation. Today, the electronic setup to manipulate the Earth is artificial intelligence. In machine warfare, robots, machines, supersonic guns are used by trained assassins. Remotely operated robots fight each other so they never have to look directly at the face of the innocent victim. The protagonists want our land and resources and to remove us because we are in their way. The manipulators are spectators sitting in their living rooms. Their drones see the target and a button is pushed to take them out. Cyber cryptography is to shut down electrical systems. Large Western nations are vulnerable as they own the electric-based economy. They can turn off electronics, computers, info networks, send viruses, deny service, or encrypt pre-attack chatter. The big bankers own the broadcasters, governments, ministries, parliaments, ATMs, internet, militaries. Small targets in the West who defend themselves are called terrorists. They can shut down gas, food, medicine, infrastructure, power grids, water supplies, communications, transportation, financial services, nuclear power, power to houses, fridges, and so on. Something is developed in spies so they can carry out these unnatural atrocities. The evil shame of pedophilia develops an energy which can be manipulated. Eventually, it becomes mundane, gross, and bizarre, so they can't make that evil energy they need. It is not drugs, womanizing, or even murder. The white man has learned to develop the energy to be fiercely evil through artificial means. Being nice is a facade conditioned by training, religious zealotry, and dangling carrots in their faces. When natives learn white ways, like the government's elected band councils installed in indigenous communities, they lose their native energy and goodness and betray their own people. The job of the spies in our midst is to take information to their handlers in Indian affairs throughout Turtle Island. Oligarchs and their protege agree to do this. Our energy is placed in us by creation to protect and defend our mother. A long time ago, the peacemaker brought us the good message. In order for us to survive, we had to coexist according to the Gayanaret Goa Great Peace, and we had to bury the weapons of war. The invaders arrived uninvited. They were told they had to live by the Great Peace. They saw all the riches they could steal and started worldwide wholesale slaughter of the original peoples here from east to west, north to south. The spy master, Maxwell Smart, would probably say, "It's time for the cone of silence, Chief."